And as a matter of fact, it is the week of the Soybean Festival going on here in Mexico. Have a couple of JCs in the studio with me this morning, Marissa Leitze and Derek Clitheroe, and want to say good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning.
Glad to have you both in here. You know, this has been going on for many, many years, as we know. Tell us a little bit about this year's Soybean Festival, if you will, Marissa.
Yeah, so we're really excited. We work really hard on this event, and we can't do this without the support of our sponsors, so just a little shout out for them. We really appreciate all that they do. But this year, we are really excited to have a traditional soybean. We're going to have carnival. We're going to have events, entertainment. We're going to have vendors. I mean, we've got everything, our cornhole tournament and the car show.
Sounds like a lot of familiar things that'll be going on, and the weather looks like it may be pretty nice for the Soybean Festival this year. I know we had some rain last year, kind of ruined some things, but the weather's looking good so far. We're going to throw it over to Derek. Tell us a little bit about some of these musical acts that are coming in. One specific thing that we want to highlight about them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The all the musical acts that are coming in are local. So on Friday night, we have the 54 Country House Band starting at 6 o'clock. Then at 8:30, Jake Clayton takes the stage. And then Saturday, we have Grady Frazier starting at 5:30, and Grant Wright and the Hackamore starting at 7, and then Lick Creek Band starting at 9 o'clock.
That is outstanding. Marissa, for people that want to get in, is there a charge to get into the Soybean Festival, or how does all that work?
There is no charge for the Soybean Festival, no charge for the entertainment. Things you can expect to pay for would be carnival rides, food, and beer, of course.
Right. And you guys are going to have plenty of food trucks there this year as well, right?
Yes. We've got 8 food trucks this year.
A lot of variety. What kind of food can people look for at the Soybean Festival this year?
So we've got a lot of our returns, so people who have come before. Becky's is always a really popular one, Becky Steinman's truck. We've got the kettle corn truck. We've got all kinds of good ones.
Sounds outstanding. You know, Derek, tell us a little bit more about what we can expect at the Soybean Festival. I think the parade's going to be a big thing. That happens Saturday morning?
Yes, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. The parade will start. It will go down Monroe, Jefferson Street, around the square, and exit on Cole Street off of Jackson.
Very nice. You said people that want to sign up, that's still available right now?
Absolutely. If you go to our Facebook page, there is a sign-up form. They can go on there. There's no charge to be a part of the parade. Just looking for people to come out and be in attendance and have fun.
All right. You got a text a couple of minutes ago about the carnival equipment arriving. Is that right?
They're rolling into town.
Already?
Yep. They're there. They're right outside of Mexico Strength and Fitness right now. And a little shout out to Mexico Strength and Fitness. They house the carnies for the week. So.
All right. Very cool. Tell us, you know, just locally for people who want to know, when will those streets be closed down to start setting up for the carnival?
Yeah. So we start with some of our road closures on Thursday, and then some happen on Friday. So I would say just keep an eye out on our Facebook page, and we'll make sure to post about the road closures for downtown. We have tried to move things over, so this year vendors are going to be over on Washington and Monroe in hopes that it's a little more cohesive in getting around, and also just allowing Jefferson to remain open a little bit longer.
All right. Looks like it's going to be a good time. Anything else that we want to get out there about the Soybean Festival this year, Derek?
We have cornhole registration starts at 12 o'clock, and then the tournament actually begins at 2. And then also we have a car show starting at 3 p.m. on Saturday. The beer garden opens at 5 p.m. on Friday, and it opens at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Can you stay the whole time from 5 to 11?
All day.
All right. Well, very nice.
Yeah,
we are going to be doing a live broadcast, Mixed Country 96 will, so we will definitely see you guys over at the Soybean Festival. I want to thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Matt.